Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're going to welcome our Christian television network audience around the nation, around the world, and on the Gulf Coast, in the glory zone,
yes.
I'd like to say. Joining me today in the little jacket is Pat Hamilton, the director. A little chilly.
A little chilly today.
It is Florida.
Yeah.
And he's chilly.
It is today.
I told him he should eat some ice cream like me and he'd be warm, right?
There you go. Right? Some padding.
I know. Also join us is John
Hello.
Ramos.
Wow, I like the way you rolled that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yes, impressive. I'm learning. I'm totally learning, man. Speaking of that. You know, I'm very excited about a new pastor in Washington, D.C. that just happenstance. He just started having a Bible study in his home, and he had a projection down the road that he was going to be a pastor down the road, but it just happened. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like familiar with that, but he's 25, and it is a Hispanic-led multi-ethnic church. And so he delivers the message in Spanish while his friend interprets in English.
Wow.
And this generation is coming, because that's what this generation is. This generation is like, you know, it's all of us.
That's right.
We talk about that. We talk about, the all of us coming together, and I love that. Totally love that.
Beautiful.
Now, as I spoke about earlier on one of our programs, in the Gulf Coast, we have several pastors coming together, multi-ethnic pastors coming together to write one prayer to our Father about giving us a grace to come together as the nations to be able to have the commanded blessing. He said, this is the place of the commanded blessing. You know, it's the place of the anointing, right? Psalms 133. So he's talking about the glory zone oozing out, as Apostle Isaiah talked about, and as many others are hearing, the sounds of what God's about to do. And I believe that these pastors are going to be a significant part of that, because when any parent sees their children coming together on behalf of God, to get along and to ask the Father, how do you want us to act? How would you like us to? And they're going to listen. And when we listen, that's what we're doing. We're all coming together. So, Father, God, you said you're our Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you want us to? And God's going to answer. And our Father's going to just give us an anointing for that. And we're going to begin to see, Azusa Street outpouring,
wow.
I believe, because that was one of the keys. So we're excited about that. More about that on a previous program. You can find out more about it. Also, we're going to be talking about the harvest. We've talked about it a couple times before, but it's coming to pass. It's come to pass. It's coming to pass. And it has come to pass. There's several things that have happened in this. But it's the harvest. It's a vision. And this vision by Rick Joyner happened in 3 days. And it happened, some visions are like, God shows you a tidal wave, 100-foot wave, or gold squirrels with gold droppings. And that's patch. And then he got into it.
Valuable gold droppings.
Hey. Which I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too.
A little water, man, a little bank, deposit in the bank. That you got to find out about that, by the way.
Yeah.
You can go on VFNTV.com, go on the torch and search for prophecies from VFN, some of the options and prophecies there. And God is going to provide for you. He's going to take care of those that are his.
Mm-hmm.
The shocker is you don't want to find out you're not his when you need that provision. Now's the day to become his. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. But in this book, Rick Joyner, about the harvest, he writes about the vision that he got. And he got it in three days. And what I thought was pretty interesting about it is he's so honest. I mean, he is melancholy honest.
Oh, yeah.
And so he went on like a 7-year sabbatical away from ministry altogether after he totally said I was the worst pastor that there ever was. He totally messed that up, and he just had to get away. He realized he was focusing more on stuff, things, strategies, ideas, and concepts instead of getting with Jesus, because it's the anointing that it's Jesus's presence that does the work in the church. And that's a very important revelation. If you're tired, you're tired of toting water, God wants living water to begin to flow from you, and out of that overflow, you'll minister to others. So he took 7 years, and he didn't leave the Lord, but he just became a pilot and was flying around. And all of his study time was on autopilot. So while you were flying in his plane, he was reading his Bible. Well, at least he was reading his Bible, but he also was reading other books. Did you know that, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, reads in his adult life, reads at least one book a week?
Really?
One book a week. That's why he's so smart, man.
Yeah, he's learned. He's a learned man.
And we probably could read one book a week, but we couldn't tell you the book that we read after about three or four. No, was that the, what, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you know, I got a chance to finish, you know, The Coalition with General Boykin. And if y'all missed it, you got to go to Morningstar TV and see just this last year, the end of the year, where they had the end of the year conference, prophetic conference, where, you know, Kamal Saleem with Qum Ministries and General Boykin were speaking 10 tactics.
10 lessons from the infantry.
10 lessons from the infantry. Very powerful, powerful thing. Hopefully Steve will be able to come on and talk about that in the near future. But the Coalition, he talks about the book. You know, he did say, over and over again, and he is a general, so he can say what he wants to say. Mm-hmm. And of course, Kamal was a former jihadist. So I was but he's saying, you know, I would have killed that man. And the truth is, both of them were at odds because you had a general with the military, and then you had Kamal, who was a jihadist, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood. And up until the time that Kamal got saved, because Christians loved on him and met his needs, and we have all that on the torch for you, that they would have killed each other. But in this, you got to get the book, because if I start talking about it, then I'm going to ruin the book for you, and you might not get the book. You need to get the book, you know. I'll tell you what, get the book, buy the book, send me the receipt, and I'll tell you what happened. It's very exciting. But it ends with such an interesting question.
Really?
We have a prophetic dream from an 11-year-old young man by the name of Isaiah. And in this fact fiction book called The Coalition, which is a lot of facts in there, it confirms that prophetic dream.
Wow.
It confirms that prophetic dream, you know, that if you bind the strong man, if you that's why you see so many fathers and husbands under attack by everything that could possibly ever happen, because if you take that father out of that home, you know, whether he goes out physically or he goes out emotionally, but if you take him out, that family's going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go down. It's not going to survive. No matter what you may think, you can run it better than that. As long as that spiritual head is decapitated, you know, it's not going to stand. It's the quickest way statistically, and you can find that on the torch, for poverty, mental illness, suicide, all these things start happening to the family once the father's absent from the family. And I think it's like 78% of the people surveyed in America said the biggest, most significant problem, cause of the issues and crime and stuff in America is the father's absence.
Mm-hmm.
How about let's start helping him?
Yeah.
You know,
let's support him.
Yeah, let's support him. Let's just say you're important. Let's don't just make him optional anymore, you know? And, so we'll be talking about the harvest, and I think it's pretty interesting how it was downloaded, because he comes out of that 7 years of just, you know, focusing on aircraft and bankruptcy and everything falling apart. And, you know, God calls him and he tells him, I'm going to give your commission to someone else now if you don't.
Right.
Which is pretty interesting, because exactly what General Boykin said at the end of last year was, somebody told me if you don't make a decision tonight, you're... Anyway, so the theory was...
That's right.
Maybe it was your apostle. And so then he just responds and begins to go speak at the churches that invited him, because he wrote a book, Two Trees in the Garden. I remember the book. Mm-hmm. But when he did that for a little bit, he just realized the church is in a very bad condition. It's not in a good condition. The people aren't. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you what... God did in 3 days, began to give him a vision. I'm going to just share with you some of it. I think it's so important. One thing I want to talk about is that, you know, when God speaks to us prophetically, and God is really pouring out his spirit in an awesome way, speaking prophetically to his people, we always assume that it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to talk about is what he shares in his book, and he just gives us a thought to begin to think, wait a minute, we got to ask God to do this. He told us this is what he wants to do, but he said, I've given the earth unto the sons of men, and he's in heaven, so he wants his will. We are supposed to ask him for his will. So if he shares his will, I mean, it's going to encourage you, because a lot of prophecy spoken over you. You've been waiting for him to pass by while you're driving down the road like a hitchhiker, and God is waiting for you to begin to pray that to pass. Right. Begin to ask him for that. Ask for that outpouring, the glory zone. Ask for the a third great awakening, ask for that outpouring of souls, ask for the healing, ask for that promotion at work. I mean, everything he's shown you, we're going to talk more about that. It's exciting. Also, we're going to be talking about this. CDC is reporting on the news about the flu and how a lot of America right now is suffering from strains they did not make a vaccination for. And but you do need to get your flu shots. We'll be talking about that as well and so much more. We'll be back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a pastor, and a lot of the stuff he talks about, like certain employers requiring people not to say this, or a school rejecting a kid doing this or that, do they have any literature where I can have, like, all this information in front of me when I'm talking with my congregation about all this going on?
Well, Terry, the best place to go, and we've got a lot of information on this, is our website. And we've got a great search engine on the website. We have a whole section on what the rights of Christians in the workplace. We've got a whole section that deals with those issues. It's in a question-answer format. It's very easy. You just go to aclj.org. And I encourage pastors and church leaders to go to our website regularly. There's a lot of updates, a lot of material there. And if you want to get information for your churches, it's a great resource and a great place to go.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Every single weekend, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, going all the way to Monday morning at 9 a.m. when the live program starts, every single weekend we have Marathon Weekend. What is that? That's every program that was live throughout that week plays back to back.
At back Marathon. To back?
Back to back. Marathon Weekend. You got to get it.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about the book, The Harvest by Rick Joyner. It's a good book. You need to read it. The harvest is about to come in like we've never seen before, and you want to be prepared for the harvest. Over and over again, Jesus was talking about the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Mm-hmm. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll send out workers. And you'll find out that when you begin to pray that, you will become a worker. You know, you'll become the answer. God will make you the answer because he's looking for those that has his heart. But the harvest is plentiful. And all God has to do is just suddenly, and men come running to God. But the question is, do you know this God that you profess? Secondly, are you his disciple? And thirdly, do you even know how to lead them to God when they come for him? And finally, do you know how to disciple someone? Mm. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we try to make that available to you on the VFN at VFNTV.com and at meetmyfather.org and Multiply Movement and all these different areas. You need to get prepared now. If people around you are not getting prepared, they're not your excuse.
Right.
They're your reason. You need to take action yourself and be prepared for this. And God, this is what John G. Lake said this. God will step over a million people to get with one man who believes him.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the million people. Just you start believing God. Since you got to stand alone before God anyway, I mean, it's all by yourself. No witnesses, no suspects. You can't blame nobody. You can't bring any witnesses that said you were good. God knows what you were. He knows what we are. And so since you got to stand alone, quit worrying about other people and say, you know what? I'm going to do what's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like John G. Lake. You know, I believe that God can heal. I believe that God can deliver. I believe that God can save. And I'm going to get trained, and we'll get launched. I'm going to be a disciple, and I'm going to make disciples. I'm just saying.
Hey.
And so,
make it plain, man. Make it plain.
In his book, The Harvest, which is a vision that came like in a 3-day period. Most of it came almost like watching a movie, like you're watching it take place, which is pretty very very interesting. That he talks about this in the introduction. I think is really good because there's a lot of prophecies that we've talked about. That God has given us, God has given friends of ours, and we make them available to you on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But what you need to do when you get to them, you need to say, Lord, I want this to come to pass. Or if it's bad, we go, dear Lord, we don't want this to come to pass.
Right.
Because some people, you know, it's like, yeah, let it rip. It's like, no, God's looking for people to have mercy.
That's right.
God is a merciful God. He's just wondering if we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, intercessors.
Intercessors. And one thing he brings up when he's talking about it in his introduction to The Harvest, Rick Joyner, he said that when Daniel saw the prophecies of Jeremiah and the timing of the Lord that he was going to restore his people to Jerusalem, he didn't celebrate. I mean, how many times do we get a prophetic word, a prophetic encounter, and we just go like, yeah, oh, thank God. You know, we just, he didn't celebrate. He prayed. He began to pray that it would happen. And you think, well, why would he pray if God said this is going to happen? And you think about it, and this is what he talks about in his introduction. He brings up the fact that, you know, Psalms 115:16, he says, the Word of God says, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has been given to the sons of men. And you think about it, when he tells us, when Jesus walked out how we're supposed to walk out, he, although he was all God, he stayed all man and used any of his God attributes. He depended on the Father and the movement of the Spirit for him to do what he did. And he talked to the Father about releasing his will on earth, and then God, his Father, would release his will. And so he knew what the Father wanted, but God, we see Jesus saying, be healed. And so he's speaking it out. I mean, he's not just waiting like, okay, I'm waiting any moment now because I saw an image in my spirit that this woman's going to be healed. So he's just staring at her. He's telling all his friends, hey, this woman's going to be healed. But he never looks at the woman and says, you know, be healed, and releases those words over that woman. If God has shown you his will, we got to begin to speak his will. And we pray, dear God, heal this woman. And all of a sudden God goes, God, you do want my will. Mm-hmm. You want my will to happen there. I showed you my will. You prayed, you know, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And all of a sudden now you're saying, you know, and my whole shifting in my prayer is just begin to say, you know, I got all these prophecies that we need to begin to just pray to pass. And I thank God for the prayer community because I can see a shift taking place where we're going to begin to ask God for these things specifically to manifest. And this, I mean, there's some awesome things that God has in planned for us if, in fact, we will ask him for it.
Sure.
So he says, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has been given unto the sons of men.
Right, so essentially we're partnering with God. He doesn't have a plan B, it's us. So we can actually declare things here in the heavenlies, declare things in the earth, and bring his will to come to pass on earth as it is in heaven. So it's a beautiful thing.
So most of the things, you know, Rick's talking about, the Lord's just going to wait to see, and not everything, but obviously he says the Calvinist, this will give you a headache. But the Lord is, you know, waiting on us to be concerned, to have his heart, to, and so if he reveals his secrets to you in a word, a dream, word of knowledge, prophecy, whatever, you know, out of Proverbs chapter 1, I wanted to reveal my secrets to you, that he does it so that we can begin to say, wow, that's what you want? You want a glory zone on the Gulf Coast? You want a third great awakening in America? Think about it. And then we don't just stare at America and go, watch, cross your arms and go, there's going to be a third great awakening. We begin to speak it out like Dutch Sheets is speaking it out across the land, a plea to heaven. An appeal to heaven. Mm-hmm. You begin to just speak out what God said. You know, like Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, and many others.
Reinhard Bonnke,
and just so many others. Apostle Isaiah Kaderi and others are just beginning to say what they saw, what we've seen, we're speaking out. And that's when we say it's the best times and the worst of times. Let's just pray that the worst of times doesn't happen, because we've seen some stuff, you know, and we can't stop some of the things, the real negative stuff that John shared with us on a previous program. No, the dark cloud and the light cloud.
Yeah, I'm all for the light cloud.
But the whole thing is, but when it comes time for God to do what he's going to do, there comes a point when it you can't. But there's plenty of involvement that we have in what he's want his will to be done here on earth. He says, pray that my will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so maybe you buried some prophecy and you're thinking like, you know, that's not going to happen. It's just, you know, I don't know what that was. You know, I was so encouraged for a little while and I kept looking out the window to see if it showed up in my front yard. I rode down the road and see if it was showed up. I switched church after church to see, you know, maybe this pastor or this person will tell me. And all along, God was waiting for you to open your mouth and begin to speak it out and ask him to bring that to pass in your life, mm-hmm. in your ministry, in your family. Think about that. And then also,
well, think about it, too. The enemy wants to do everything he can to stop that prophetic word from actually becoming a reality. I mean, mm-hmm. we learned that, you know, there was a baby to be born. And he heard the prophetic word. The king wanted to have all the babies, you know, killed and destroyed under 2 years old. Anything mm-hmm. to stop the word and to stop what God is doing. And so, but he couldn't stop it. The enemy couldn't stop it.
You know, for example, you know, what the Lord has a word over two of my children, and he said that they will serve me in their 20s. So you can sit back and wait for them to serve in the 20s, if that's God said to your children, or you can just say, God, have my children serve you in their 20s. Mm. And I pray that would take the place. That would actually take place. And then all of a sudden, you just start seeing, and you speak that over your children, and you watch God bring that to pass in their life. Or you can cross your arms and say, you know, I told my child or my husband about that or my wife about that or whatever the situation mm-hmm. is. And you're angry at God. And it's like he showed you what his will was in heaven. Now you needed to pray that on earth.
Yeah.
No,
that's strong. That's really strong. It's powerful because a lot of times we're just thinking, you know, well, this is what God's put all the responsibility on the Lord. And it's like God saying, hey, this is a partnership. We have a relationship. You're my son. You're my daughter. Let's work together with this. And we can stand in the gap. We can do something about it.
You think about, he said, when he created Adam, he said, you know, you rule down here mm-hmm. and I'll rule up here. You go take dominion down there and you multiply and we'll have fellowship. Mm. That's what he said.
Yeah.
The thing is, we got to begin to take dominion, but then he tells us through his son, through Jesus, our Lord, that we need to pray his will. And what happened was Adam stepped out of the will of the Father. And that's where the fall of man came. But we were redeemed through the second Adam, Jesus Christ. Hmm. And now he's telling us, this is how we do it. You know, this is what we do. And it's like, oh, my goodness. So your whole, I'm telling you, if you want a great prayer list, an effective prayer list, find out what God is wanting to do on earth and begin to ask him to do it. Or also find out what God is warning will happen and ask God not to do it. Hmm. Ask him to have mercy. And what we pray is that we pray for justice, but that his mercy would triumph over his justice.
That's right.
That's our prayer, our continual prayer. So in other words, we want things to get back in their order, but we don't want everybody, you know,
slaughtered
in the process of it and being limping through all that. And so, you know, God is a God who loves mercy. He's just full of mercy. He's just waiting to find out, do we want to pray that his mercy would be on earth? And you study history and you look, I mean, don't get so caught up in your 50 years, 30 years, 70 years, 10 years, and thinking that's all that ever was. Mm. Just look at how merciful he is over time and all the different nations and all the cultures and that he loves and his willingness to step down in the midst of radical Islamic jihadists like Kamal Saleem and just reach down there and tell him when he cries out for him, I love you, and I got a plan for your life, and I'm going to heal you, and I'll be your God. And Kaleem gives his whole life to God, and now his ministry, according to General Boykin, is one of the most fruitful ministries. Thousands of people are giving their life to the Lord because this is the God that we serve. I mean, think of how powerful he is. So when we start seeing God, and we just had on a recent program you can find on the VFN Torch about how he is visiting Arabs in their sleep, in their dream, you know, Muslim nations, and he's encountering them. You can automatically, without any doubt, know then the will of God is for the Muslim people to be saved, the Arab people to mm-hmm. be saved. So you can begin to pray, dear God, save the Muslim people. Show yourself to them. Lord, show them your love and your forgiveness and your mercy, Lord. Prevent this belittling and bondage and degrading of women and girls and children and all this religious stuff and just free them, God, from the ties of religion and bring them into the family so we could have all of our Arab brothers and sisters, you know, walking with
That's
us
right.
in a powerful way. I mean, imagine just like 1,000 Kaleems, you know, just, oh my goodness.
Come on.
So I want to encourage you. Kamal, I want to encourage you. Imagine 1,000 Kamals. Think about this. Go to VFNTV.com. Go to the drop-down menu, VFN Torch, and you'll see prophecies. and they're pretty dramatic. I mean, physical battle coming to America, potential financial collapse. You know, these we'll talk about this in a later program, but you know, the word has been confirmed that Kamal Saleem talked about over 500,000 jihadists have already come over our borders already. But understand that this whole thing can turn around. We could say, you know, God, I see that's happening and I see what you're showing me. But Lord, that you would begin to save these. This is our first encounter with people who love Jesus Christ. They don't realize that the Jesus they've been talked about is the Christianity they've been told is not true Christianity. That, you know, God forgives, that God loves, God is not a God of war, God's a God of peace, and that, I mean, when they find out about that, he will forgive them, and that you don't have to kill nobody to get into heaven, and that they're just—it's like unbelievable at first, but then they encounter him authentically, and imagine that. So that's potentially 500,000 new souls, you know, in a great revival amongst the Arab people in America. Just imagine with me. Begin to pray. Say, dear God, send revival amongst the Arab Americans. We pray in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is visit our sponsors. Visit our sponsors and, you know, shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually right. How it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand, 24-7 VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it.
Nope.
We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are going to come right back in a moment to the borders and what the Pew Research has discovered about who's coming over our borders and how we need to be concerned. It's not like it used to be anymore. It's a totally different people group coming over. And according to Kamal Saleem, it's 500,000, estimated 500,000 radical jihadists have come over. And what the Pew Research just found after 60 years of researching it, we're going to realize it's not the Mexican people coming over. Mm-mm. It's another people group. So we'll be talking about that in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about this out-of-the-box 25-year-old pastor. We need to pray for a 25-year-old pastor.
Yeah, another guy.
Yeah, you need friends. And he does have friends, as a matter of fact. He does have friends. Think about it. Out-of-the-box, you got to see this first. I'll let you see this, and we got to talk about this because we got to begin to just break ourselves out of just our old religious mindsets and realize that we've got not changed the message, but my goodness, if we're not reaching folks, if things are being said like was said just recently by an interview from one of the representatives from ACLU about if you want to reach this generation, you're not going to find them in church.
Right.
You know, where are we going to, as Christians, we need to find them and let them know that God loves them and God has a plan for their life. And you don't have to necessarily do it exactly the way that we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is other tunes. There is other rhythms. There other languages. And as a matter of fact, this pastor right here, you've got to, as a matter of fact, take a look.
Latinos in the U.S. are expected to triple in number by the year 2050, when they'll make up close to 30% of the population. It is one reason why so many denominations are focused on Hispanics as a key to church growth. It is also why a young Latino preacher in D.C. is drawing attention with his cutting-edge ministry. Our Heather Sells has this story.
La Biblia dice que la voluntad de Dios es buena, agradable y perfecta.
He's just 25, but already Josue Urrutia is an experienced pastor and rising star in the rapidly growing Hispanic evangelical church.
God has spoken to me about a pastoral calling all the way, as far as I can remember, maybe 5 years old. But I planned for it to be something down the road.
But God had other plans. At age 19, he called Josue into the ministry to start a very different kind of Hispanic church.
We wanted to merge both a church that was relevant to the new generation, but as well kept the values of the traditional and the older generation.
The church that he's raising up is different than the traditional Hispanic church. Number one, it's not a Hispanic church. It's multicultural, led by a Hispanic.
I believe that the fact that we're a Hispanic-led church doesn't limit us to reaching Hispanics. I believe that the kingdom of God in heaven will look very multicultural.
Urrutia hopes his church will influence leaders in the nation's capital and beyond. His plans already include expanding to Baltimore.
A few years ago, it was just a Bible study group, and now it's one of the fastest growing Hispanic churches on the Northeast. And it continues to grow. I think he'll be a megachurch pastor very, very soon.
Urrutia has won praise for reaching young adults who want nothing to do with church. He says you can't label his generation. It's too diverse. He hopes, however, to serve as a bridge, linking established voices in the church with new ones, all for the sake of the gospel. Heather Sells, CBN News.
That is, I mean, think about it. Like I always said, if we really are getting along, does it matter who's driving?
Mm.
Does it matter which language comes first, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody's so used to, you know, in America, they're used to actually hearing English and then a Spanish interpreter.
Yeah.
But if it means we can reach the multi-ethnic people that we are, all of us, does it really matter who's pastoring the church as long as he or she's a believer?
That's right.
Has the heart of God. And you look at a man and it birthed out of a home group where he just, you know, was doing a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And it just began to happen.
Powerful.
And I'm telling you, this is, I want to encourage you that if you're looking around and you're seeing, you're thinking like, I know all of my friends and everybody I know in my entire horizontal existence of people that in my age group, they just won't connect.
Mm.
Well, realize God can raise you up. I mean, you can be a voice to that generation, as we're seeing with this young pastor here. And I love it that it is a multi-ethnic church. It is a Hispanic-led pastor, but even though they said it, He says it's not a Hispanic church. It's mm-hmm. a multi-ethnic church. All the different cultures are in that church right there. And that's what this, global Christians, when you see today a young person, they don't think their block. They don't think their region. They think worldwide.
That's right.
They think they have friends, all over the world. Or they, at least they sense they do. Yeah. They're aware of all the nations of the world. And so they're totally open to the nations. Let's let it go. So I think it's just so cool.
It's beautiful.
I mean, think about that, being able to say, why not shift? Mm-hmm. Why not shift? And if this is what it takes, because he says in 2050, the Hispanic population, Latino population, will be 30% of the population, 30% of America. And that's why you're seeing a lot of political pandering right now. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're doing as Christians. We want the Latino people to know Jesus, want the ones who know Jesus to help lead us and others to Jesus our pastors and all this wonderful thing. And statistic-wise, there's some struggling areas in regards to education, and it's probably because of all these immigration laws that's causing, people to drop out of school because your mama just got exported, or whatever.
Nobody has to work.
But the lowest suicide rate is among Latinos. The family is tight amongst the Latinos. The lowest abortion rate. Abortion rate is amongst Latinos, and they have a high family value, and they add great asset to our mm-hmm. country.
Sure do.
In regards to, we can learn so much, from the Latino people, and to see this,
it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is absolutely, positively, 100% beautiful. Well, we have five. Oh, wait, great. The statistics that we just heard from the Pew Research, you got to see this. The Pew Research has just came out with over 60 years of over the data. And what they've discovered was that coming over our borders, quite often the southern borders, everybody's automatically say, well, it's Mexican people coming over because it's Mexico right there. Mm-hmm. And now the numbers have totally switched. Now, at the majority of the people that are coming over, according to Pew Research, is, for example, in 2014, 229,000 Mexicans were detained in 2014, but it's compared to 257,000 non-Mexicans.
Wow.
When you think about that, first of all, winning people to the Lord, that's a wonderful way for us to, minister and that. But there is a legal way to come to America. There is the law of the land, and we need to walk that law out to make it doable for people to be able to do that. But there is another people that Kamal Saleem talked about. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at this number of 250,000, according to Pew Research, that were non-Mexicans, all you can think, that's added to that number of 500,000. Mm. Of what we're seeing. As a matter of fact, I want you to watch it. This is you're seeing there, but you got to see, Kamal Saleem talk about this. It is a shocker of what's coming over our border. Not just friendly Mexican neighbors who are coming to get work, and there's another people amongst this group he talks about. Watch, listen.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America, 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Did you hear that? Specifically the church. And some of the prophetic words that we've been given and others have been given is that is a target. That and Washington, D.C., our leaders. They would want to just, quote, decapitate, unquote, our ability to have a leadership ahead, you know, cut the head off the snake, mm-hmm. unquote, some people would say. And so that things can shift in the global world, and that America could not respond because of our government being decapitated, in regard, not just decapitated, but in regards to just incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see all these convergences and all these things happening. Our borders are being flooded. It's not Mexican citizens coming over. It's more than that. It's non-Mexican people coming over. And now Kamal is saying that in 2010, now over a half a million radical Islamists have come into our nation.
Wow.
And what Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries was saying, and we talked about that back in September of last year, about this word coming to pass. And it's such a powerful word that Hollywood invited Rick Joyner to come in and said, please tell us about this word. Why? Because California, Texas, all the southwestern United States was just great. We think we saw something bad in ISIS with northern Iraq and Syria, and the thing is it's going to be way worse than that. But, you know, we can pray, because God showed us that. We can pray, dear God, that this would stop, but we also can prepare. And if you haven't yet signed up for the Torch newsletter, you need to do it. Go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter. Every single week you will be sent what you need to stay up to date. So if you get a chance to listen or watch or whatever, but also you get a gift from us to you for free called Prudent Preparation. You can listen to that and it'll help you begin to prepare, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. That's a proverb. More we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Hi, I'm Greg Lancaster. I'm looking at a freshly shaved Pat over here.
Very fresh.
How are you doing today?
Lighter.
My day's tomorrow. They are getting new string for the Weed Eater. And
dude, I was so desperate. I actually let somebody else do it because my lady wasn't there.
That's desperate.
I was desperate.
Did you let Tracy cut it?
No. Older lady. I don't think she could see real good. I got like a hole here, hole here.
No, it's called humility. Yeah.
And I got
What's
a scar.
God saying?
And a scar.
I'm just saying. What's that? Right. Right. I think we have scars in all the same places.
Same exact places. On my shin, on my head.
Everything you said about me, right?
Oh, Lord, I repent.
I'm smart. You know, I'm intelligent.
Right.
Come on, so say some stuff. Say some positive stuff.
There you go.
That's all right. Right.
You can't even think.
I'm smart and intelligent.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. The audience is shouting, he's beautiful too. He's beautiful too.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That is so interesting. You keep playing that segment. Yeah, you're beautiful and all that. You know.
What do you mean? Play that in the one.
He needs to be encouraged.
Man, talk to us here.
Yes.
This is so encouraging, hearing from Gene and what's taking place.
Yes.
I mean, talk
Gene
to us.
Rosenbaum, a great friend of ours, sent me correspondence, and he wanted to let us know that Birmingham Jewish Federation put out this article that just, I mean, is so encouraging to Christians and believers. Because this is a Jewish brother in our community that stands with us as we stand with the Jewish community. And he wanted to let us know about a publication that just went out that basically was notifying the plight of Christians that are being persecuted all in the Middle East. And the article is written from a Jewish man who says, listen, on Christmas, I don't celebrate, but on Christmas, I stand with the Christians because so much of what's happening in the Middle East about their torture, about how they're being persecuted, how they're being killed, is not being reported at all, and they're no one's standing with them, and we want to publicly stand with them. And I thought that was just so awesome.
Yeah, because
awesome.
That's definitely with VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. We stand with Israel. We stand yes. with the Jews. We as a matter of fact, our driving force is, you know, standing for God and country in that order, mm-hmm. and for Israel and all of our Jewish friends, you know, in the Gulf Coast and in America yeah. And in Israel.
Yeah, this publication yeah. says that the U.S. Center for the Study of Global Christianity has estimated that 100,000 Christians die every year because of their faith. And so it's important that we stand with believers, and it's just so encouraging, though, because we're constantly, you know, Drake said, we're standing with Israel, we're supportive of our brothers and sisters, and it's so wonderful to know that they're standing with us as well. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I mean, some of our just so much has been birthed out of Israel. My call was in Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, my call for what we're doing today, you know, came in Tel Aviv at the side of, at the side of the Galilee about 3 o'clock in the morning with jet lag and, mm-hmm. You know, sitting, just pondering the Galilee. You know,
there's nothing like being in Israel.
I mean, no, I encourage you.
Yes. If you're a Christian, go to Israel.
Yes. I encourage you. We got friends of ours there. And, mm-hmm. I know that Avi would love to be able to host you, and you get a chance to be there, and you can minister while you're there. You can yeah. minister to the Jewish people, and you know, we do good ministries, and you know, take a tour, begin to pray, you know, be at the Western Wall, and begin to just—it's just that yeah. I just can't—you can't explain it. I know that recently, I think it was the mayor of Jerusalem. They took the former, not Miss Americas, but like the I think the leaders of those pageants, you know, the ones that have, yeah, I think it was. It was the all the ones that won over the years. Mm. You can tell who won more recently than the other. And so.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant because he said that every one of these ladies have, you know, millions of Twitter followers. They have millions of followers that follow them. And we knew that if we could introduce them to Israel, and you know what we stand for, and just all you gotta do is show up. If you show up and skip past all the secular views of Israel and all the secular news views of Israel, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy what you're saying about it. It's not true. Yeah. It is so not true. I'll never forget that this one reporter that was there for years in the White House, and she was always on the front row. She was always asking presidents different questions, different presidencies, but it wasn't found out till way later on. I don't know if it was under the current president or under George Bush or whoever it was, but she was totally against Israel. She thought that they were occupiers and they needed to go, and she said terrible things, and they had to just when she had to, I mean, she's like, I don't know, she's like 90 or something by this time, but she was removed from her office. But all that time, that voice against Israel was sitting on the front row.
Wow.
Well, VFN TV, you know, we're for Israel. You don't have to guess. We are for Israel, and we're for humanity. But we're not for folks who are against Israel. We have to tell them you don't mess with the apple of God's eye. Mm-mm. And besides, Israel, we have so many programs on how Israel's blessing you, blessing the nations. I mean, God said, you know, you will be a blessing to the nations. We have program after program. You can watch it. You can go to VFNTV.com, and up in the menu it says VFN program, TV program. You drop it down. One says radio and one says television. You hit that television program. You can watch some awesome things that have been done, talking about how they provided for medical and water and just meeting to the nations. Yeah. So many different things.
Greg, to date we have over 600 highlights just on Israel alone.
Yeah, a lot of segments, because we just need to be informed, because ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. The apple of God's eye, the ones who gave us the scriptures. Jesus is Jewish, and he came, obviously, you know, from Israel, and God is going to open the eyes of the Jews and save them in such a powerful way that you better catch up, because they understand so much in regards to what's going on. And he said, if they can be brought back into the branch again, you know, and if we're they're original branches,
right?
And we are grafted in branch. Imagine, you know, it's going to be it's this beautiful family. I mean, there's no Jew, nor Greek, nor Gentile, nor male, nor female. We're all one in Christ
one
Jesus.
New man.
And standing up for Israel, But also, if you haven't yet heard JJ, you need to hear JJ. Yeah. Because Jesus and the Jews, when you start seeing things, looks like it's going all good, and everybody's going to get all this kind of things and stuff, you need to ask the question, what about Jesus and the Jews? In other words, what about what's going to happen with the Jews in this, and what's going to happen with the Christians, which that would be Jesus, JJ. And so, because quite often, what you see is when there's oppression taking place of a people, somebody else is benefiting from that oppression. And so people, when they were pushing the First Nation people west out of their homes and off their plantations and stuff that they owned, people didn't complain too much because they were getting their stuff and their things and their houses and all that kind of stuff. And so you got to look, you know, when you see somebody, you know, have this huge benefit going on, you got to find out, you know, where did that gold come from? Did it come from the teeth of the Jews who were being oppressed, that was pulled out of their mouths on the way to the train, to the camp, to the ghetto, to the ovens, to the mass graves? I mean, this is reality in our history. And so if you shouldn't be personally gaining from any person's oppression, and just let it go, and then tell your representatives, don't stand, you know, stand for any nation that would do something like that. But some of the things that's happened, you've got to read that book by General Boykin and Kamal Saleem, because it'll begin to broaden your perspective. There's going to be something potentially based on what they're saying, and it's a faction book, you know, facts and fiction. But everybody's looking left, and there's something about to happen that's on the right hand. You know, they say, you know, watch the right hand, because the left hand is just distracting you. And there's a lot of distractions going on right now in the Middle East. And everybody, I mean, you just think Iran is getting nuclear weapons so that they're gonna come against Israel. But there's a twist to that. There's a turn to that. And part of that is a Washington, D.C. being harmed. And we don't want that to take place. We want to wake up and just say, dear God, bring a third great awakening to our country. You know, prevent any of this from taking place. Save our president and his family members. Save Congress. Lord, turn us around. And God can do that. God can do that. Remember at 9/11, you know, everybody, all parties came out on the steps and turned to God and began to pray. I mean, it can happen. But what happened was, you know, that's some things that are taking place right now. We're all thinking it's this way, and it could be the other way. But if we're incapacitated as a nation, we won't be able to respond to it, and gross darkness could spread over the face of the earth in a rapid, rapid way. Including part of it is all of a sudden that America no longer has any exported or imported oil from anywhere.
Mm.
It would all be in the middle. Listen, I got good news for you. Our Lord is returning soon. You can find out more at VFNTV.com. We are excited about what God is going to do. He's letting us know so we can pray, say, dear Lord, that you would prevent that you would send revival. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear us from heaven, and he will forgive our sins, and he'll keep America. He'll restore our land. And that is what we need to do. We need to just focus on him, and it's going to be a powerful thing. God bless. Don't forget to catch us in the next program. We're going to be talking about that flu situation that's happening in America, how this particular antivirus thing is not affecting every one of them, but you need to get your flu shots. Join us next time. God bless. And don't forget about the big surprise coming up, the unveiling in February.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Get ready.
Get ready.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking.
We got a
there.
Smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh, there. He's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to vfntv.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to him, giving him dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, he will definitely speak.